Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A new revenue report for Wyoming looks positive. However, the state's budget is still under duress. The revenue report from Consensus Revenue Estimate Group reports a shortfall of general funds at $451 million. That's about half of the report earlier this year. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says it's getting a little better in the state, but he emphasizes there will be more cuts.
Some of those cuts can be offset by spending from savings and may be offset if revenue forecasts improve again in January. Yet that would only be temporary, and I am not interested in building a budget that just tries to get us to next year. Wyoming, if she wants to remain competitive and productive in the great state she is, must live within her means and structure herself for economic opportunity.
There is a school funding shortfall of $300 million. Gordon has asked for all school districts to make a 10% cut voluntarily. The Campbell County Republican Party has 2 weeks to pick three candidates in order to eventually pick a new county attorney. The Republican committee has 14 days to pick three names of qualified people to fill the vacancy. Then after the three names are submitted, the county commission has 5 days after that to pick one of the three. This is all off the heels of Ron Werthwein's recent resignation. The person selected will serve up to the end of Werthwein's term at the end of 2022. We'll keep you posted on this. Denver 7 News reports Denver officials enacted harsher COVID restrictions. Here are details.
The city and county of Denver is moving to more severe coronavirus restrictions because of an uptick in cases. Right now, Denver is at safer at home level 2 on the state's COVID dial. It will move to safer at home level 3, and here's what that means. Gatherings are limited to no more than 10 people from 2 households. Stores are limited to 25% occupancy. Restaurants and churches are reduced to 25% occupancy or no more than 50 people. Gyms and rec centers are not authorized to open for in-person activities, but can teach virtual classes.
Many business owners around Denver and the state of Colorado have had issues staying afloat during the COVID lockdowns since the pandemic started, and businesses have also gone under because of the lockdowns. Denver currently does have a mask mandate. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.